Sun fell down. You kept it going.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
From ABC News, this is a special report, Global IT Outage. I'm Michelle Franzen. A faulty software update to Microsoft, used by tens of thousands of businesses around the world, triggered a cascade of problems for businesses, emergency systems, and airlines. Third-party security firm CrowdStrike issued a patch, but the damage is baked in for travelers. More than 2,500 flights in the U.S. canceled today.
At the Delta Airlines check-in counter at LAX, there are long lines of people who have had their flights canceled. Eli is among them.
Trying to get to Grand Rapids to see my mom, who is, she's got stage four.
He says he's willing to do anything to get out on a flight.
I'm going to stick it out and try to get on the next flight out because I got to get to mom.
After a long wait, he was rebooked to Detroit. From there, he says he'll make it to Grand Rapids. Alex Stone, ABC News.
CrowdStrike says the disruption was not caused by a cyber attack. Law enforcement warning hackers could be trying to exploit the vulnerability with fake updates. This is...
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A third person has died almost a month after a crash that happened in Dodge County that killed two other people. The crash happened on June 19th. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old David Fox of Shorewood died on July 16th due to injuries that he received in the crash. A car driven by a 17-year-old crossed the center line along Highway 33. 3 near Mayville and hit a pickup truck. That truck then spun into the path of another car, which was driven by Fox. An 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman were both in the pickup truck. Both were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. The 17-year-old and another 43-year-old woman were evaluated at the scene by medical personnel, but were not taken to the hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
99.7.
99.7 Max FM. How about a little Bowie to jumpstart our weekend? Here we go. 90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
There's no Tiger on the prowl anymore at Royal Troon. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Second round of the Open Championship. Some may call it the British Open, but at Royal Troon in Scotland, Shane Lowry right now is your clubhouse leader after carding a 2-under-69 earlier today. He sits at -7 overall. He's got a two-shot lead over two golfers, Justin Rose and Daniel Brown. Moving on to football, the Packers worked out free agent quarterback Jake Fromm today. The former Georgia Bulldogs signal caller has played for the Buffalo Bills, New York Giants, and Washington Commanders since entering the league in 2020. The Packers did waive Alex Magoo today. They were trying to convert Magoo into a wide receiver. Last year, he was on the Packers practice squad as the team's third quarterback. To baseball, the Brewers finally get back to work tomorrow. There are a handful of games throughout Major League Baseball today and tonight. In the Central, which the Brewers lead by 4.5 games, the second-place Cardinals are at Atlanta. Tomorrow, Milwaukee is at Minnesota. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Come on.
99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The computer and the outages. Not just computer. Well, it's computer related, but boy, flights have been halted, delayed, canceled. People having issues getting into their bank accounts. It kind of feels like we're reliving maybe a Y2K-like experience. Not to date myself a whole lot. Depeche Mode for your Fridays. Max FM.
Words like violence. The silence come crashing in into my little world, painful to me, it's right through me, don't you understand, oh my little girl. Unnecessary, they can only do harm.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7, Max FM, Friday in Baraboo. What do we got going on this weekend? What you up to? Maybe a trip to the Circus World. Maybe a grilling occasion or two. You know, bust out the grill, bring your friends over, some pool time, whatever it might be. Give me some inspiration. I finally have one of these free weekends, and I'm trying to think about all the things that I haven't yet done locally. And I'm wanting a couple of different ideas from you, if you don't mind. You can text in your plans, maybe your recommendations, your recs, as they would say. Open up the Civic Media app, find Max FM, and shoot me a text right now before I step out of here. We're about ready to kick off the weekend and a little bit of Billy Joel coming up next here on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade.
getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 79.
99.7
Living in her white red wine.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way.
Yeah.
I got the perfect song to kick off this weekend right here, Rolling Stones, and they'll be honored at the Kennedy Center Honors later this year in December, along with Bonnie Raitt. David Grant is in next. 99.7 Max FM. Have a great weekend.
And more. 99.7 Max FM. Oh!